This is Jim Field.
And I'm LaVon Eblen.
And this is your Nishna Valley. LaVon, of course, sitting in for the vacationing Stacy Linfer.
Oh, isn't she lucky, girl?
Well, yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Because any mother who's ever had children understands that you can vacation from work, but you can't vacation from your children.
No. But maybe she would get to spend more time with her kids. And maybe that's good.
And you can't vacation from your husband.
No. Well, I don't know. Some people do that, Jim.
You could do the separate vacation thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, anyhow, we wish that she's having a good time for her week away from KJAN.
Good, relaxing, productive week.
Yeah, yeah. You
Boy,
bet.
I tell you, by the time she gets back, it's going to get busy because it's fair time.
Get busy. I think we're on the road to many fair, unbelievable number of fairs all at the same time.
You know, I remember back in the old days when we used to have like three straight days where there was nothing going on. It's not like that anymore.
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, fair time's coming very quickly.
Fair time used to be kind of from this time clear up and through state fair. And now they've all kind of compiled into a very short period of time.
But have a whole bunch of fairs all stacked on top of each other here in this immediate area.
Right here.
Which is a little awkward. And, you know, you've done a lot of work over the years, of course, through your work specifically with Extension, but even outside of Extension as a judge coming in. It's difficult when you have so many, logistically, you have so many fairs right in the area that are all on top of each other.
And when you're on the hiring end of that, that's really a challenge. And I did have to turn down several requests this year because, you know, well, I'm sorry, somebody else got that on my schedule first.
Yeah, finding judges can be tough. There are only so many out there.
That's right. That's right. But whatever, people are listening can choose to go which day they want to go to which fair, and there'll be something going on different at every fair on those different days.
That is true.
You know. So if we look for the people who are fair attenders, it's a good thing.
Looking at some schedules that I have here, I don't have the East Pottawatomie County Fair schedule, but they're going to get going here later on this next week. But Shelby County Fair, things are getting underway already here this weekend. They've got a few shows already here this Sunday, July 12th, and then they're going to continue on through. They have some big grandstand events, too. The tractor pull will be on Wednesday, and also, they have the fair parade, which is kind of unique here in the area. Shelby County still has their fair parade, and that'll be on Thursday evening. And then they'll have the fair queen ceremony there after that. And then next Friday, they have all kinds of things going on all throughout the day. And then they have mutton busting in the evening. So it's fun for the kids and I think more fun for the adults to watch.
Yes, a lot of good laughs. And, you know, it's just fun to see kids try to do their best. And a few things happen when it's mutton busting time that they didn't plan on.
Absolutely. Next Saturday, July 18th, they'll have auto races in the grandstand. They've got also during the day, they've got some things going on, too. There's a show and shine, a car show going on. You know, things that are a little bit different that you don't see maybe at the county fair, but some things there, and of course, all the other activities that you would expect at a county fair. And of course, Saturday's Apple Pie Morning, which is their tradition there. And the next Sunday, July 19th, they'll have figure eight races in the grandstand along with all their other activities. And then their auction will round out the fair on Monday, July 20th. So lots of activity at the Shelby County Fair in Harlan. Got the Farmer Phil show, the Bill Riley Talent Show. There'll be fireworks during the course of Friday night, July 17th, the Harlan Community Band will be performing. There are all kinds of things going on, and we haven't even mentioned the food.
And the exhibits, you know, that's really what county fairs are all about, are the exhibits. It's always from the beginning of fairs, that's what it's all about. And I just mentioned Shelby County, and I think Audubon County, perhaps some others I don't know about, have exhibits of antique items. So if you're an antique lover, there's lots of history, lots of interesting things in addition to all of the members' exhibits, the kids' exhibits, open class at Shelby County, but especially if you haven't gone to that antique exhibit. And the other thing about Shelby County, have you ever looked at the train exhibit?
Oh, absolutely. That's impressive.
Oh, that's a wonder. Yes. So if you haven't been there, you better put that on your list.
Lots of things. You know, that's what's neat about county fairs. If you just wander around long enough, you'll find something you probably didn't notice before.
You bet.
We go through life so fast that we just zip by things all the time and don't pay any attention to all the little things.
And we kind of get in a rut sometimes and go to the things we know rather than kind of looking out there to see what else is happening that we haven't heard about.
Very true. Adair County Fair also will be getting started here very, very soon. In fact, they're going to start with some judging already this Monday, July 13th, and then they've got things going on all throughout this next week. They'll have their Little Miss and Little Mr. Adair County judging on Tuesday, and then they'll really get going with a lot of the projects and things starting on Wednesday. Now, they have a lot of good entertainment and stuff, too, in the evening. They've got all kinds of things happening. They have free barbecue and hamburger social, the burger meal, the ice cream social, a silent auction, things like that. They've got a band that'll be playing there as well. Lots of things there. They're going to have a number of different events going on throughout the week as well. Thursday night, they'll have the fashion review and stuff that starts the evening, and the Legion Color Guard and National Anthem will begin as the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull hits the grandstand on that evening. So lots of things happening there on Thursday. On Friday, of course, all kinds of judging events throughout the day, but then they also have the Jason Brown concert at the grandstand later on in the evening. Saturday, another absolutely jam-packed full day, and then they'll have the Demolition Derby, which is always one of their more popular shows at the Adair County Fairgrounds. And then also they'll have stuff going on all throughout the day on Sunday as well, with the Bill Riley Talent Show and the Wright Rodeo being some of the featured entertainment that evening before they get down to the business of taking care of all of those great exhibits.
So mentioning the Ottoman County Fair.
Yes, and you have some
I do have the schedule here, and of course there are some events that happen with 4-H members before fair begins, but really after the judging of the static exhibits on Wednesday. Thursday is when it really kind of kicks off for people who want to come and see everything. And swine, beef, all that kind of stuff checks in. One of the kind of unusual things at the Ottoman County Fair is the garden plots that are planted around the buildings, and those are judged. They are, I think, mostly youth ones, but they do a fantastic job. Something unusual. And that's kind of like we like to point out some highlights. The other thing that happens on Thursday, July 16th, is the children's theater presentation. That's in the grandstand, along with the Queen Contest on Thursday night. Then on Friday, July 17th, figure eight races, another really popular kind of thing happening. And then on Saturday, they've got some new kind of special things going on. I'm a Clown. I'm not sure what that involves, but 10 to 1. Inflatable attractions, that's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Water Rocks, haven't heard of that one. It says it's an interactive exhibit. And then there's Laser Tag. Also happening on Saturday night, that I'm not sure happens at any other fair in the area, Mud Run. And that's open to lots of folks. Mud Run, and that's another one of those fun ones. If you don't want to enter and get all muddy, you can certainly go and see everybody else get muddy. Then on Sunday, there's the tractor drive. There's beef and dairy judging. There's the antique tractor pull and bingo and the pie contest. And so there's a full line of activities on Thursday, July 16th to Sunday, July 19th at the Ottoman County Fair.
So many things to do during the course of, and then you've got the Montgomery County Fair down in Red Oak going on as well this next week. They have, for example, the Bill Riley Talent Show at the Wilson Performing Arts Center. There'll be a teen dance. That'll be on this Sunday, and that's on July the 12th. Also, they'll have, oh goodness, let me see here. As far as the entertainment goes, the Antique Appraisal Show with Antique Johns at the Fairgrounds Auditorium, and that will be on Thursday evening. They have a free bull ride event and a free concert and dance by Independence. Iowa's band, the band Stampede, that'll be at the grandstand area after the bull riding, and that's on Friday evening next week. Also on Saturday, they've got the Demolition Derby at the grandstand area, and of course, I've got pages of this stuff here. More shows and exhibits than you can shake a stick at. Don't shake sticks at exhibits, though. And they've got all kinds of things that you'll be able to enjoy during the course of. And, you know, the nice thing, too, is once the fair starts to wind down and so many of those shows are over, we do always encourage folks, if they can, find it in their hearts and in their wallets to stick around for the sales afterwards. So many kids put so much time and effort into these things, and it's their one chance to really kind of turn a profit for their education or next year's projects or whatever.
I was going to say, yes, they plan on that for future kinds of things. So we can be supportive of helping these youth move on to their future plans.
Absolutely. So many opportunities out there for youngsters, and you can be a part of that too. So if you can help them out in any way, shape, or form, they'd love to see you there. And if you have any questions, if you've never been to a premium auction like that and you have any questions, ask any of the auctioneers. They'd be happy to help you out. They're not there to take advantage of you. They're there to help the youngsters.
That's right. And I should mention, I think, that if you want to check out any of these, I think if you go to your website, if you have a computer, either log in to County Fair search, do a County Fair search, or the County Extension Office search. Just put in Shelby County Extension, Iowa. There's lots of places. It's easy to find. And then you can see what's going on in a specific day.
ISU Extension has a pretty easy-to-navigate website. If you just go to the Iowa State University Extension website and you click up in the far right-hand upper corner, it'll say counties. If you click on it, it'll bring up a map of Iowa. All you have to do is go right over and click on the county you want, and it'll bring up their specific county webpage, and then you can find those details and things, too. Yep, real easy to navigate. Good stuff. So that's just county fair stuff.
You suppose there's something else going on this summer besides fair?
Yeah, we have a few more things going on, I'm pretty certain. Do you have a list of some things that are coming up you want to talk about?
A couple things. Starting Sunday, July 12th, the 133rd Annual Griswold Old Soldiers Reunion. And Sunday, they're sort of winding down, but it's still a good time to go and see what's going on there. They have a church in the park and, of course, more good food and the Traveling War Memorial Wall at the Griswold Library. And then also the First Church of Christ Vacation Bible School will be held July 12th. That started, but I'm sure you can still get in on it, through the 16th. And Everest Conquering Challenges with God's Mighty Power runs the 12th through the 16th. That's at the First Church of Christ. And then the Exira Lions, they're having a garden tractor pull. That's on July 12th at Exira Legion Park. And if you want to get in on that in terms of, you can register 10:30 to 11:30, but the pull starts at noon. Food and drink, of course, will be available. What's any kind of event without having some food? And then continuing through the week, July 16th, the Audubon Public Library Summer Reading Program will be held, and there is a County Players Summer Workshop, a play that they work on every year. And also on that date, all Cass County Farm Bureau members are invited to the Cass County Customer Member Appreciation Event, July 16th at the Griswold Community Center. If you're a Farm Bureau member, you probably know about that. Friday, July 17th, it sort of fits into the fair schedule, but remember the figure eight races at the Audubon County Fair. And especially, this is completely different than anything we've been talking about. A Farm Bureau-sponsored Car Seat Safety Day will be held on July 17th at their office, that's across from the Pines, in Atlantic. This is free to the public. And I don't know about you, Jim, but if you watch TV, you see all these commercials and all these public announcements and so on related to child safety seats. They change so much. The child changes, the kind of thing that are available changes. I think the law changes, whatever. This would be a great chance to go get a free checkup and to see if you have the appropriate car seat for your child.
And if they're not attached properly, they do no good.
That's right.
In fact, they can do danger.
Yeah. So free opportunity at on Friday, July 17th. Great opportunity.
Very good. One other thing coming up this week, too, we didn't make that list yet, it will, but the Wyota Methodist Church will have an ice cream social. That's coming up on Wednesday, July 15th. That'll be from 4:30 to 6:30. That's more than just ice cream. They're serving pulled pork sandwiches. That's new this year. Homemade ice cream and pie. There you go. Cake, chips, and drink for a free will offering. And it's handicapped accessible, too, so everyone is invited to the Wyota Methodist Church ice cream social. And again, that's this Wednesday, July 15th from 4:30 until 6:30.
Yummy.
How do you beat ice cream in July?
The only thing that beats that on my list is sweet corn, and that's coming too.
Yes, it is.
That beats pie and ice cream on my list.
I saw a recipe. I don't want to get into, you know, like family fun in the kitchen or anything, but I saw a recipe the other day. It's hardly a recipe because it's so simple.
Instructions.
Yeah. That sounded wonderful, and I'm going to try it out because it's so easy and it just sounds refreshing. But they took grapes, green grapes.
Uh-huh.
Take them off the stems, obviously. Put them in a colander or a bowl. Well, actually, they put them in a bowl.
Should rinse them off.
Yep, cold water. Rinse them off with cold water. Then dump out the cold water, but just leave them damp. Don't towel them off or anything. And then you take a package of Jell-O. mix.
Okay, so there's a sweetener.
They suggested, like, for example, watermelon, because it's so refreshing.
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting?
Just sprinkle it over the top, and then once you've sprinkled it all over the top, then put the container lid on, shake it up a little bit so they all get coated, and then put them in the freezer.
Ooh.
I haven't tried this yet, but I'm going to because it sounds good. And then you just eat those as a snack.
Right. Just take one out of the freezer. Yeah, you want them so they're not all clumped together. Just stick them in there, probably on a cookie sheet or something. Freeze them all up, put them in the bag, and that sounds very refreshing.
I'm not 6 years old, but it sounds good to
me. Yeah.
But I think kids would enjoy that very much, too.
I think so, too.
And it might be a little healthier than some of the other things they want.
Right.
Sounded pretty good.
Cold and, ooh, yeah, that does sound yummy. We might have to repeat that on Family Fun.
Yeah. Grill something out, have some little Iowa sweet corn.
And then have a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cold dessert like that. If ice cream's not available, it's the next best thing, right? Try that out. Well, we have more things to talk about and some other issues to discuss here this morning as well. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Okay, more stuff to talk about. Fairs are fun, but there are other things going on too. This next weekend, Jesse James Chuckwagon Days. It's Adair's 60th annual event. Good time.
Getting older, you bet.
And it sounds like, it very much sounds like a state fair outside of the judging. It sounds like a county fair type activity.
Event.
It is. They have so much going on. July 17th, next Friday, there are going to be a lot of things going on mostly throughout the evening, but they have sidewalk sales, a junior class bake sale during the day. In the evening, the Presbyterian Church will have an ice cream social. There's free popcorn and snow cones from Good Shepherd. Adair Fire and Rescue will have their beer garden and barbecue at the fire hall. There'll be fire department water fights, a kids parade, and then they have the baby crawl, the chamber Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger, along with local talent, and a chuck-a-duck event.
A chuck-a-duck, huh?
Those are always interesting to watch. And then there's also a bag toss tournament on Main Street, and the proceeds will benefit the playground project there, and that's get underway about 7:30 or so.
And you're kind of a bag toss guy.
Well, it's always fun to do when we get together. I'm not near as good at it as some of those folks.
Because now they're doing tournaments?
Oh, yeah.
This is serious. Yeah,
serious stuff. It's real serious stuff. Yeah, some of those guys are awful good at it. And girls are awful good at it.
So have you ever seen the Jesse James little monument kind of thing?
The marker out there?
Marker, yeah. That's off of the... I wonder how many people have stopped to look at that.
I see people stop there every now and again.
Good.
You know, the interstate probably takes a little bit of the luster off of that because it's easier for folks to stay on the high-speed trail and go and never get off the beaten path. But I kind of like to get off the beaten path once in a while.
We should see the things that are in our area. You know, it's too often we travel across the country to see something special and we miss what's right here next to us.
And there are so many things right here next to us.
Yes.
So I say when we used to do so much bike riding on public roads. I don't do that so much anymore because it's getting difficult on public roads. Well, cars tend not to be very kind sometimes to the bikes, and the roads aren't necessarily always in the greatest condition. So, you know, but when you're riding at slow speed, it's amazing how many things you notice that have been there forever that you've never seen before, no matter how long you've lived there. You drive right by them all the time.
You just whiz by, and you better have your eyes on the road, and yes.
Life looks a lot different at 12 miles an hour than it does at 60 miles an hour. Anyway, Jesse James Chuckwagon Day. Saturday, they've got lots of stuff going on as well. It's a big day on Saturday, July 18th. Lions Club pancake breakfast in the morning. They'll have a fun run and walk, sidewalk sales. The parade starts at 10:30. line up at Crawford & Crawford, 60 years strong is the parade theme because it is their 60th anniversary. Also, the Adair Fire and Rescue Beer Garden and Barbecue will be held at the Fire Hall. The Methodist Church will have lunch. The National Honor Society will have a food stand. There'll be inflatables for the kids. Lions Club will have their snack shack in the city park. The Chamber Sand Volleyball Tournament will be held. They have a poker run, kids' water fights, a car show and shine. The Adair Women's Club will host bingo, and then they'll have a fire department street dance. The Adair Chamber Street Dance going on later on in the evening. Gates opening on Main Street at 7:30, and this features the band Exit 113, and they've performed around here a few different times. They're very popular. Music will start at 8:30, so lots going on. They'd always appreciate folks from around the area participating as well in Jesse James Chuckwagon Days.
When we're talking about events, and I warned Jim ahead of time that I wanted to talk about produce in the park.
Absolutely.
That doesn't surprise anybody, I'm sure, if they have been around. But, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's almost like a mini Atlantic Fest every Thursday night. And if people haven't been there, they're going to be surprised. We started with 12 vendors on June 4th. Last night, or this last week, there were 20 vendors.
Wow.
And two more requests.
Excellent.
And it's, you know, of course, the whole reason is to provide fresh, locally grown produce. But there's so much more. And so if you haven't been there, you really should stop by any Thursday night, Atlantic City Park.
It's not just buying cucumbers and tomatoes and ears of corn. It's entertainment. You can have dinner there if you'd like.
That's right.
There are things for the kids to do while you're there. It's a family event.
It is a family event. And the other thing that I see people doing is just as they walk along or sit down and have dinner is visit with folks. Maybe they're friends they haven't seen for a while, or maybe they're making some new friends. So it's kind of if you want it to be a laid-back time, you can do that, and the park is a nice atmosphere. If you just want to stop and pick up some green beans, you can do that too. There's even special parking for senior citizens. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, stop on by Produce in the Park and see what's going on and support our local economy.
You know, and if there are things that you think would enhance the experience, let them know, because they're very willing to take a look at some other options.
You bet.
Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. Oh, by the way, speaking of things in the park, Crazy Days in Atlantic coming up next weekend as well, July 18th. They have all kinds of sale-type events going on with a number of different businesses. And then there's also some other things, too. They're calling it better than it used to be.
It's different than it used to be, let's say that.
It certainly is that.
Yes. They're going to have some entertainment?
Yes, they'll have street entertainment. Sheltered Reality Drumline will be performing, so that'll get your feet stomping.
Yes.
That starts at 10 a.m. on Chestnut Street. The drum line will be featured at 1 o'clock. And also from 11 to 1, they have a Thanks with Frank's luncheon at 5th and Chestnut Streets for folks to come by. So it's a pretty casual come-as-you-go or come-and-go event. I guess you'd come as you go. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I see a lot of people wearing their pajamas downtown, so maybe that's as casual as you get.
Let's not do that. Yeah, let's have some fun with that.
Yes.
Also, some things coming up, too. There is a fundraising event coming up. The Pizza Ranch is doing one of their fundraising events where they donate 10% of the check. This is to benefit Marley Burcham. This is going to be held on July 17th. That's a Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. Marley was injured in a traffic accident, and the family's trying to raise some money to help offset some of the expenses. So that'll be this Friday, the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. Also, something I want to throw out for you, too, the CAM Middle School Track and Field Program is hosting a Future Champs Track and Field Camp. It's going to be August 4th through the 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. each of those nights at the CAM High School Track in Oneida. Now, boys and girls, grades K through 5, they're entering K through 5 this fall, are eligible to participate. Now, it's just meant to be a kind of a fun camp, but to learn a little bit about track and field. It's more than just running fast. It's learning how to properly do hurdles and throwing and different types of things. So,
and it's not like one of those camps that I hear, you know, the older kids go to do lots and lots of improvement. This is a find-out camp.
Absolutely. So many kids come into junior high and they want to go out for a track, but they really don't know much about it. They don't know any of the techniques or anything, and they're learning from scratch. Well, if kids find out that they might be pretty good at the hurdles, or maybe they really enjoy throwing the shot, and their technique is pretty good here early on, they can learn a little bit about it, and then they can kind of work and get better as they go. The last night, there'll actually be a track meet. There'll be two nights of instruction, then they'll have a little track meet that next night, their first opportunity to be involved in an event like that. It's a $20 cost, and you need to sign up by July 20th. So that time is coming rather quickly, so you need to get after that. July 20th is the deadline. If you have more than one child, it's $10 for the extra children. You can contact Deb Brown if you have any questions, and look around different places. They have a number of simple forms to fill out, but they do need you to register in advance. You have to be registered beforehand.
Yes, got to get organized.
Absolutely. All right, so that's that. Got some birthdays over there to share with us?
A couple of birthdays. One of them, I'm going to read all of this because it's kind of fun. This lady is turning 80, though it's really hard to tell. She still looks young and beautiful and dances really well. We'd like to fill her mailbox with cards and birthday wishes and give her the day off and let Merlin do the dishes. So please honor Mary Lou Krause, K-R-A-U-S, 80th birthday by sending a card to her by July 14th at 60344 750th Street, Anita, and that's 50020. Again, she probably is listed in the phone book, but I'll just say that again. Send the card for Mary Lou Krause to 60344 750th Street, Anita, turning 80. That's not so old anymore.
No, it's not.
And then Milo Clemenson will be 88 on July 15th, so feel free to send him a birthday card. That's in Audubon, 512 Washington Street in Audubon, 50025. Milo Clemenson, happy birthday for your 88th birthday.
Excellent. Have an anniversary here. It's this weekend to tell you about. Cy and Beverly Butler of Harlan will be celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. That's 70 with a 7. And a zero.
And it's not a birthday. It's
an anniversary.
It's
a wedding anniversary. They're going to have an open house this Sunday, July 12th, 2 to 4 p.m. in the McKee Room at the Elm Crest Retirement Community in Harlan. Of course, friends and relatives are most certainly invited to attend. Good-looking couple when they got married here. Good-looking couple today, I'm sure, too.
You know, if you've lasted this long through marriage, I think you're probably still pretty good-looking. Got to be tough.
They have good smiles on their faces here. I'm guessing they still do. Cy and Beverly Butler of Harlan. Again, that's this Sunday, July 12th, 2 to 4, at the McKee Room at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Help them celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. We wish you the very best.
Congratulations.
You betcha. We just have a couple of minutes left. I saw this story this week, and I pulled this out because it's just absolutely amazing to me. You know, technology runs our lives now, and it's incredible that what
sometimes
we've seen.
It's really good. Sometimes it's pretty scary.
I used to say our parents and grandparents really saw quite the revolution. You know, they went from being carted around in horses and buggies to shooting people off to the moon and whatever else. You know, what a transition. But we're really seeing so much in our lifetimes as well.
It happens faster and faster.
Well, your cell phone's out of date by the time you get it home. Mm-hmm. But I saw this story, and it was just amazing to me. This technology they're working on. You've heard of touch screens. That's one thing to be able to just use a mouse and use a computer. But, of course, you can use touch screens and things, too. Well, now they're working on what is called ghost technology, generic, highly organic, shape-changing interfaces. Now, that sounds like a lot of mumbo-jumbo, but there are four universities in Europe, and they launched this project in 2013, and they say it could have a massive impact on future gadgets. What they're trying to simplify this for you, what they're saying this project will do is just imagine a future where you can use your fingertips to actually pull objects or data out of the hard screen into midair and manipulate them. I can't even imagine that.
No.
But here's the thing. They say your fingertips will actually feel the data like a physical object while you manipulate the ghost objects in the air, like a hologram that you can actually feel. Isn't that weird?
I'm just sitting here shaking my head. It's just hard, almost impossible to imagine.
They say it, they're talking about this could be available in as little as 5 years.
So do they talk about what the advantages are? Why do you want to do that?
I think
rather than printing
presentations and things in business, it'll be impressive to, you know, right now you can hold your iPad up and look at things on screen. You'll be able to lay it down and pull bar graphs up into the air. I don't know. It's technology. It's, you know, I can't even figure out half the stuff on my phone.
No, so I figure I use about 3% of what's on my phone.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll never get this, but I saw this and
Don't say that, Jim.
I had to throw this out.
2013, and they're already, you know, moving it along. There's probably not too many years, and you will see it.
Yep, pretty amazing. Oh, well, that's look for that coming soon, I guess.
Yeah.
We need to go.
All right.
Our time is up. This is Jim Field.
This is LaVon Eblen.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.